The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE in Cherokee and Robert Meharry of Grundy Registers and Eldora Newspapers. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you, Senator, for talking with us today. You know, as it's just kind of in the headline news regarding the summit and the president in Singapore, could you kind of give us a comment and tell us how you felt that went?
Well, are you talking about what's going on in Singapore or what went on last week in Canada?
The one in Canada. I'm sorry. They're getting prepared for the, yes.
Well, I think the president's taken the same position as the prime minister of Canada. When the prime minister of Canada had his news conference, he, of course, disagreed with what the president was trying to accomplish, and he said his job was to look out for the Canadians, and that's what he was doing. And I think the President of the United States is taking the same tack and looking out for the people of the United States, because if the President of the United States doesn't look out for the workers of the United States, the Chancellor of Germany isn't going to do it. She's got her a full-time job there in Berlin. So the President's trying to get a better trade deal for the American worker. And in the process of doing that, he's taken a position that we're a low-tariff country. Why don't other countries get their tariffs down? And particularly in the case of Canada, where they have a 279% tariff on some dairy products going into Canada, where probably there's very little tariff on Canadian products, dairy products coming into the United States.
Thank you.
Next question.
Senator. You know, going off of the G7 thing, you know, obviously one of President Trump's core tenets or core, you know, philosophies has always been kind of this anti-globalist message and, you know, America first. Do you think kind of, you know, despite maybe some of the, it goes against the norms, obviously, but do you think that in that sense that it's just kind of part of his normal message?
I think it's what he won the election on, and I think that this is a president who wants to carry out as many of his campaign promises as he can. Too many people running for office run on a platform, don't stand on it. He ran on a platform of doing something about trade. Now he's trying to do it, and he's trying to deliver. I hope he's successful. I've told you my possible regret. If he's not successful, I think it could hurt agricultural products a great deal. Nikki?
You know, can you give us an update on where this is at regarding the opioid bill? Could you describe that for us and where that's at?
There's really seven opioid bills, I think five of them out of my committee, a couple out of health committee, and then tomorrow I think that there's going to be an attempt to get one out of the Finance Committee. So these are basically bipartisan, probably very non-controversial pieces of legislation that we think will help the war on opioids. But there's more than just passing bills that have to do it. Along that line, the March 23rd budget agreement put another $6 billion into combating opioid abuse in various ways under laws that are now on the books or future laws to come along and get at it. Like, for instance, tomorrow, one of the things that will come up in Finance Committee that I sit on will be an amendment by Senator Portman of Ohio to do more to keep fentanyl out of our country. Go ahead. Next question.
There was a pretty big reporting last week. I think I saw it on Fox News about potential secrecy regarding the Iran deal, and I think the government, you know, the Obama administration giving access to the banking system for the government of Iran. Is that an investigation that you were involved in? And if so, do you have any comments on the latest developments?
I'm not sure I know all the details to answer your question for sure. But it's my understanding that whatever the Obama administration wanted to do along this line didn't actually get fully implemented. So if it's not fully implemented, that it does need to be investigated. The fact that they were thinking about something allowing Iran to use our banking system, and this is before the Iran nuclear deal was finally signed by President Obama, it would be a very bad policy. So I can say right out, they shouldn't even been involved in trying to think such a thing up in the first place. Nikki?
As work continues this summer regarding the farm bill, could you tell us where you are at on this one?
Yeah. Wednesday, probably a day of debate. It'll probably get out of committee. I would suggest to you that that I'm going to focus on several things, but my main one is to get an amendment adopted that will make sure that any one farmer, and he must be a farmer, can not get any more than $125,000 for an individual, or if it's a husband and wife, $250,000. So we cap with a hard cap the amount of money that one farmer can get. And to avoid what the House of Representatives in their bill is trying to accomplish, not having any limits whatsoever, even the limit on outside income that was in existing legislation, they even take that out. So you could be a Wall Street banker, you could be a hedge fund operator and participate in the farm programs. You don't even need to get dirt under your fingernails.
Thank you.
Next question.
Sure. You know, obviously, as a, you're one of the few farmers in Congress currently, and you know, you've actually been one of the loudest voices in favor of limiting, you know, farm subsidy payments and you know, keeping them under control. Is that, I mean, is that a position that you get pushback for, or is that just something that you've always believed?
Well, I've always believed it. Tried to get it in farm bills. Did get it in this farm bill. But let me tell you what happened in conference when they worked out the difference between the House and the Senate. The rules are that if something passes the House and the Senate in exactly the same form, it can't be touched. I voted against the farm bill because, quite frankly, they didn't abide by the rules. They obliterated my amendment putting this hard cap on. So you can see why I'm so intense on still continuing it. Nikki?
And could you tell us, you know, a couple weeks ago as you were supporting state laws to end government funding of Planned Parenthood, could you tell us some about that?
Well, I have supported family planning, and I have supported family planning through Planned Parenthood, even though I never supported the abortion part of Planned Parenthood. And then when they started selling body parts, violating law, I came out against in favor of defunding Planned Parenthood. So you get accused of being against women's health. But quite frankly, we had 13 Planned Parenthoods in Iowa. We had about 67 public health agencies in Iowa. We took the amount of money that was in for Planned Parenthood and put more money with it and distributed among the 67 public health organizations so more women would have closer access to women's health than they otherwise had. And it was our way of telling how distrustful we were of Planned Parenthood for violating the law and selling body parts. The problem is the amendment that I voted for didn't get enough votes to get passed. This will be the last question for you, so go ahead.
Sure. Do you obviously you and David Young have pretty deep ties. He's a former staffer of yours, and I don't think at this point that anyone thinks Steve King is probably a serious threat of losing, but you know, with Blum and Young both facing pretty tough re-election campaigns and kind of purple congressional districts with some major cities in there, do you plan to get involved in either of those campaigns and help out, or what what's your plan of attack as far as that goes?
The answer is several ways. Number one, you don't take any election for granted. Now, I'm not up, so I've got to, not take their election for granted. Secondly, there will be some help for me to help them raise money. I think I've already been involved in for both of them to some degree, and there will be more of that. And then I'll do campaign events for them. I'll do television if they want me to. More apt to be asked to do radio, and I would do that as well.
Thank you, Nikki and Robert, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.